Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I formally declare open this Planning Committee meeting of Colac Otway Shire Council on the 9th of December 2020. Can I ask that you all please stand for the opening prayer? Almighty God, we seek your blessing and guidance in our deliberations on behalf of the people of the Colac Otway Shire. Enable this Council's decisions to be those that contribute to the true welfare and betterment of our community. Amen. Can I ask that Council staff record all those present today? I note that not all councillors are present. Councillor Costin has disclosed a conflict of interest. Will I read it out? He's on item number 8.1, Apollo Bay Harbour. He made a submission before becoming a councillor and he's since withdrawn that submission, but that leaves him with a conflict of interest. I would like to start this evening by acknowledging the original custodians and lawmakers of this land, their elders past, present and emerging, and welcome any descendants here today. Please note all council and committee meetings will be audio recorded and live streamed, with the exception of matters identified as confidential items in the agenda. This includes the public participation sections of the meeting. By participating in open council meetings, individuals consent to the use and disclosure of the information they share at the meeting, including any personal and/or sensitive information. Audio recordings of meetings will be available to the public on council's website as soon as practicable, following the meeting, and may be circulated by other means also. Audio recordings are also taken to facilitate the preparation of the minutes of open council and committee meetings and to ensure their accuracy. Original audio recordings will be retained by council for a period of 4 years. As stated in the governance rules, other than an official council recording, no video or audio recording of proceedings of council meetings will be permitted without specific approval by resolution of the relevant council meeting. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in accordance with the relevant directions and issued by the Chief Health Officer of Victoria that are in place in regional Victoria at the moment, Council advises today's meeting will take place utilising video conferencing technology. I ask that all participants please place their devices on mute when not addressing the meeting and that you only speak as requested. Thank you. We've already had declarations of interest. Okay. Confirmation of minutes. I propose that we move to confirm the minutes from the Planning Committee meeting held on the 12th of August 2020. Do I have a mover? Councillor Hart. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McCracken. Is that to be opposed? All those in favour? The item is carried 6-0. Now we move to item 8.1, Apollo Bay Harbour Development Plan hearing of submissions. We have a number of submitters. Speakers will be called upon to speak immediately prior to consideration of this item by councillors. Speakers are limited to 5 minutes. We have 5 verbal submissions from John Gorman, in order of how you'll be called: John Gorman, Kevin O'Connell, Mark Donovan, Marcus Nolly, and Graham Hill. John Gorman, would you like to speak?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Thank you very much, Mayor, councillors and officers, for the opportunity to speak to this very important development in Apollo Bay. Been sought for a long time. It's certainly very exciting. I've basically got one issue that I've put in my submission. Overall, I love the plan. I think it's going to be terrific. It's going to be terrific for Apollo Bay. The concern I have is the direct pedestrian access to the harbour. I think it's critical, and I think it needs to be the foundation. I'd like to actually see it even precede the rest of the works. From what I understand is that the actual commitments to the various parts of the project haven't allowed for that fairly obvious need to be put in place at this stage. And if that's the case, I really have a concern about the extent to which the development will achieve its objective in its absence. The current access, of course, is around the south end of the golf course, which is not terrific, and while no doubt that can be improved to the extent that there's space there, clearly doesn't produce the results in terms of people actually getting to the harbour. Because I think it may be appropriate that unless there is some way of getting this more direct pedestrian access from, say, the centre of the foreshore around about the playground, unless there is the capacity somehow to get it, I'd suggest the council actually survey people who come into Apollo Bay, because it seems that what we've got at the moment is already a very majestic, a really special location in terms of its aspect and view, and yet it's evident that very few people that actually visit Apollo Bay actually go to the harbour or even probably know about it. So the fact that if we're going to rely upon an access point for pedestrians, which is basically the same as what we have now, I fear that the outcome can be that, particularly when you involve tenancies at the harbour, that in actual fact people find that there's not enough foot traffic going to actually warrant their tenancies. And then that, sets up a situation for all the works and monies that have been spent, people saying, well, it's a white elephant because people don't go there. So I implore for the council to correct that situation, to make it a priority. Obviously, it's not on council land, that part of it. So it's other, such as the new Great Ocean Road Authority to do. I think the important thing is for that project to be shovel ready, and I would suggest it be isolated if need be, as a priority project, and that it be absolutely made shovel ready, so that when opportunities for infrastructure funding are put around by whoever, whether it be state or federal government, that in fact that can be done ASAP. So that's basically it. I have a real concern that I understand that wasn't part of the proposal. So thanks for the opportunity, and happy to interact further if anyone's got any news that I'm currently not aware of.
Thank you, Mr. Gorman. Mr. Gorman, are you okay if councillors have got questions for you?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Councillors, are there any questions for Mr. John Gorman? No, there's no questions. Thank you very much for your submission. Okay, well now, Kevin O'Connell. We'll now hear from Kevin O'Connell.
Great, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk, Mayor, councillors and staff. I'd just like to reiterate the importance of the harbour development to Apollo Bay. Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to live in what is in reality the heart of the Great Ocean Road, being Apollo Bay, and this development really is critical and crucial for the development of the town. It will build on the 10 city deal projects that are actually being undertaken down in the harbour at the moment, and it gives us a really great potential to both for visitors and for locals alike to really enjoy a facility and have all of those capacities to really make best use of what is an absolutely fantastic aspect, to get much more facilities down there for people to be able to enjoy the area. One of the key things for us as a town is to try and be able to develop the visitor stay when people do come down to stay in Apollo Bay. And the harbour development really could become a beacon destination for us along the coast. It could really become one of the key items that people come down to visit when it's fully developed. So the steps that have been undertaken so far are a great start. But just building on John's comments as well, the walkway, I think, is the walk from town is an absolutely critical aspect of that. There's a lot of potential in terms of the festivals that we run, whether it's Winter Wild, the Seafood Festival. A lot of those have started to develop a lot more activity around the harbour, obviously the Seafood Festival. The way that festival is developing now is to elongate the time, so it's not just over one weekend, but there's actually a long ongoing series of activities which happen. Winter Wild is taking a similar approach. So to have a facility down there that has great and easy access from the town really will make the ability for Apollo Bay in all seasons to be able to attract but also retain visitors as well. So one aspect of that, one critical aspect of that, is going to be the walkway from the town. People see the edge of the golf course, and if they're not into golf, they tend not to go up the road. They just see a series of houses, and it would be good to get that beautified a little bit. But what is really going to make a huge difference to getting people down there, to having facilities used properly down there, is to have a much better access into that area. One of the things we've been doing within the Southern Otway Landcare Network, of which I'm chair, has been working with the harbour, with Victorian Fisheries, with Deakin University, to look at other opportunities of ways that we could build at a commercial level activities that are happening within the harbour. So we were looking to apply for federal grants to run a seaweed pilot, just to test growing seaweed and commercialising that activity, with a view that that could then be further developed and turned into a marine snorkeling park at some later date, once that project had been undertaken. So there are a lot of groups and a lot of organisations that do, you know, outside of Apollo Bay, who are interested in the coast, who do have a lot of interest in developing the coastline. And so I think, you know, on addition to what we've got with the city deal and in the harbour development plan, there are those additional things that we could continue to do that will make that visitor experience even greater than it will be at the moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. O'Connell. Do councillors have any questions for Mr. O'Connell? No, there's no questions. Thank you very much for your submission. I'll now call on Mr. Mark Donovan. Is he... Just put your hand up if you're... No, I don't... No, he's not here. Okay, I'll now call on Mr. Marcus Nolly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, councillors and officers. Thank you for the opportunity to say a few words. First and foremost, I'd just like to congratulate the Colac Otway Shire on getting us to this, working with the community to get us to this point. This development plan has been literally over 30 years in the making. We've had multiple iterations of community consultations. In fact, there's been a bit of consultation fatigue over the decades, but to finally get to this point and see a really well-balanced plan put to the community and have it receive the support that it has is a truly remarkable milestone and really heralds a new chapter in Apollo Bay's history. The harbour precinct has been a critical component of Apollo Bay for since the 1950s when the harbour was first built. This development is going to be an incredible opportunity, both for the fishing industry. So we've got a viable and vibrant and growing commercial fishing industry based in the harbour. These developments will strengthen that industry and the socio-economic activity that goes with it. The improvements that have already been made to the harbour have already seen that we've attracted one new commercial vessel, which is increasing our production of fresh local fish, something that in these COVID times, food provenance, food security and food miles are and should be very critical to all of us. So we're paving the way to secure our own future in that regard. With specific regards to the development plan, I can only echo John and Kevin's comments regarding the connectivity between the foreshore and the harbour precinct. That really is a critical component of the future success of the precinct. I'd also add to that that at the moment, the activation of the lower terrace space where the current port, the port office and the port workshop area is and the storage yards, within the plan is the removal of all of that across to the golf course side of the precinct. But at the moment, the actual activation of that space is not funded. And I just think we need to be very careful about where we wind up within this stage one of the development, and that at a minimum we ought to consider at least the construction of the interconnecting sort of stairway, which will lead from the co-op area at the upper terrace down to that lower terrace area, just to actually ensure that that space is activated in the intervening period between other developments that will occur on the lower terrace and where we land after this first stage one developments. And with specific regard to the activation of that lower terrace, also as alluded to by Kevin, there's tremendous interest for that precinct to become almost a maritime hub with potentially a maritime museum, training and education centre, and also oceanic enterprise research, as Kevin alluded to, seaweed, but many other things as well. It's a really exciting opportunity for the town. It would be a unique offering on the Victorian coastline and indeed anywhere in Australia. It's that the opportunity is that big. So that's terribly exciting for all involved. And I just think we need to have a vision that extends that far out, even if the current city deal funding doesn't yet quite get there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nolley. Are there any questions from councillors? No. Thank you very much for your submission. I'll now ask Mr. Graham Hill to make his submission. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and councillors and officers. You have my submission already, and I hope that you've read it, but I wanted just to give a little context. I've been visiting here for 30 years. I've owned a house here for 20 years. I'm now living here since March. I live 200 metres from the golf course and the fish cooperative in Gambier Street. Prior to retiring, I was a senior executive in one of the world's largest engineering and construction firms, and I know about planning, design and sustainability. And the most important thing I've learned in 42 years of corporate life globally is to get it right first time. If you get it right first time, you save both on capital cost and on operating costs. And I'm the newly appointed, as of last night, the newly appointed secretary of the Apollo Bay Golf Club. I have two major comments to make and two minor comments. And I'll start by saying, as I did in my submission, that I think the plan is broadly a very good one. And I think that Apollo Bay, and I'm passionate about Apollo Bay, I think Apollo Bay is Victoria's Byron Bay. So if we think about where Byron Bay has gone in 40 years, I think we should be thinking about that 40-year aspect for Apollo Bay. My two major comments are that the access to the harbour for people along Nelson Street is unsustainable. And I support both of the previous speakers in advocating for a direct boardwalk from the Apollo Bay, I'll call it green, to the harbour. It's shorter, it's less costly. It means minimal disturbance to Nelson Street. Most importantly, it separates people from vehicles and will encourage in-town parking. And so it will take pressure off the parking envisaged down by the harbour. It also provides access to Mother's Beach, which is at best a somewhat difficult access. Mother's Beach is the sheltered beach immediately adjacent to the harbour. Most importantly, it links the town to the harbour for the first time. It's been long talked about, and people in Apollo Bay have always talked about and still talk about the separation between the town and the harbour. The boardwalk that I envisage in my submission would funnel people past the shops and other developments as they arise as foreseen in the plan. It declutters the Nelson Street Harbour Access and Fish Cooperative. That is a pinch point in the design, and we have trucks, cars, and people accessing through a very narrow area. Of course, there are a few architectural features like protective netting, which will have to be provided along the boardwalk, but those are mere details and are not expensive. Secondly, in my major comments, I feel that the new harbour offices should not encroach onto the golf course, mainly because of balls impacting the new proposed offices and the loss of even more green space than we have at present. Rather, I propose to put the new harbour office on a northeasterly aspect and not on a northerly aspect. So if you are familiar with the car park adjacent to the harbour, it would be on a sort of diagonal looking to the northeast to Cape Patton. The hole number two at the golf course is already very tight and the plan makes it very difficult. When I talked about, those are my two major comments about the boardwalk and the orientation of the harbour offices. And if time permits, I'll just draw your attention to one of the more advanced thoughts that I had, bearing in mind that I think Apollo Bay is Victoria's Byron Bay. It would be possible to incorporate a new golf clubhouse into the office complex and warehouse complex that is envisaged in the harbour, move the clubhouse and thereby release land at a gateway entrance from the west into Apollo Bay. That could be used for car parking, it could have gardens, it could have information boards and so on. That's a very advanced thought and it doesn't necessarily take anything away from the harbour access and the office orientation comments that I've made. The second minor comment is that I think shops in the harbour development, a retail space as it's referred to, is a 10-year horizon issue for me. There simply isn't enough foot traffic on a regular basis apart from the events. As a result, my proposal would create less disruption to Nelson Street, less disruption to the harbour access road. It would be cheaper overall. It would be immensely safer than is proposed at the moment. It would have less impact on green space for the golf club. It would create an architectural and artistic and futuristic aspect connecting the town to the harbour. You can imagine storyboards about the modern history and the Aboriginal culture of the region, which I find fascinating, and I think few visitors to Apollo Bay really appreciate. It couples the town and to the harbour for the first time and would be extremely impactful. And it's more sustainable for the long-term continual development of the bay. I think the development is welcomed, but I don't think we should miss this opportunity to create this iconic boardwalk that creates access and couples the harbour to the town permanently. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hill. Do any councillors have any questions for Mr. Hill? No, there are no questions. Thank you very much for your submission. Councillors, we have a recommendation before us that the Planning Committee receives and notes the submissions to the draft Apollo Bay Harbour Development Plan and forwards submissions to the Ordinary Council meeting on the 16th of December 2020 for consideration. Do I have a mover?
Mayor, could we ask some questions of the officers then, please?
Yes, you can ask questions of officers.
So is it my turn? Thanks through you, Mayor. My question would be whether these issues that have been raised, which are the pedestrian access, the stairway to the lower terrace, the reorientation of the harbour office and the other matters raised in these submissions, will they be specifically addressed and dealt with in the agenda, or how will they be considered?
Through you, Mayor. Yes, these issues which have been raised in the submissions will be dealt with in the officer report that Council considers next week. I think in relation to the suggestion about the depot, the new depot building being oriented to the northeast and not encroaching onto the golf course has been discussed with Frank Castles, who's the director of the City Deal team, and I believe that there is going to be some ongoing discussions. Whilst we're not recommending a change to the plan next week when Council considers this item, there is some ongoing discussions that will occur around the design and minimising the encroachment of the building onto the golf course. So even if Council were to adopt the plan as it is, there's still scope within the plan to make minor changes that do address the issues that are being raised there. In respect of the harbour, the boardwalk, I think each one of the submitters has highlighted just how important it is to the community that that connection be made, being the shortest and most direct route between the foreshore and the harbour precinct. And certainly that's been recognised throughout the project as we've worked with all the different stakeholders and agencies. And whilst, you know, there's some concern around how that might comply with state policies protecting the dunes and the foreshore area, it's been shown on the plan because we believe it is a community aspiration that this council wants to pursue and will obviously be subject to separate advocacy to government for funding and also for design and technical investigation. Probably the other element was about the that was mentioned is about connecting the upper story at the Fisherman's Co-op level down to the lower story in a short-term manner, even if you don't end up with the shops at that lower terrace initially. And that's obviously something that we'll look at through the detailed design phase with the City Deal funding that we've got. Thank you.
Councillor Potter.
Thanks, Mayor. Mr McNeill, you touched on it, and I do know the officers have vigorously represented the community to the relevant agencies in relation to the boardwalk. Can you just update us with the latest discussions or exactly where it sits as far as will it be considered? Do we have to look at an alternative or just exactly where we are with it as of today?
Thank you for the question through you, Mayor. It'd be fair to say that the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning has expressed some concern about that boardwalk being on the ocean side of the dunes. There was a suggestion put forward initially that such a boardwalk might be combined with other infrastructure required for managing sand pumping on the beach. Their latest position has been that they do recognise that it is Council's aspiration on behalf of the community to pursue it, and so therefore that remains the case and that we'll continue to show it on our plans and give ourselves the best opportunity of achieving that outcome in the future. But it is obviously subject to funding being allocated to investigate its technical feasibility in its own right, and I think that's something that Council will need to consider for advocacy for funding to do that in the future.
Councillors, are there any other questions? Okay. We have a recommendation before us. Do I have a mover? Councillor Potter. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hart. Is it to be opposed? Councillor Potter.
Thanks, Mayor. I'll just speak briefly to both today in relation to this matter. We're taking submissions today, and it's so pleasing that there was 71 written submissions to this project. It just shows the level of interest and concern and the rating in the community of the importance of this project. So I want to thank everyone who made those submissions and contributions. By far the majority were in favour. There was lots of good ideas in some of those submissions that I know have been incorporated into the plan, and I should congratulate the officers too for listening to the community and putting that work into the final touches of the plan. Yeah, that's about it, I think. For me, Mayor, we've taken the submissions. I know some of the submissions, some of the items have been incorporated in the plan, and I support this recommendation.
Councillor Hart.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I'd like to acknowledge and thank the submitters, both the people who have written submissions and the ones that have followed up with their verbal submissions today. This plan has been a long time in the making, as it's been said. I think it's just worth clarifying that that this process today was to listen to those submissions, and this will be coming back to Council next Wednesday, and there'll be a decision on the draft plan. So I think it's just worth explaining that that's a part of the process and an important part today, to hear those submissions and hear that there'll be some comments on the remarks that were made today.
Does any other councillor wish to speak or comment? Councillors, I will now call for a vote. All those in favour? Against? The item is carried 6-0. Thank you, councillors. Thank you to the submitters who have made submissions and have joined us tonight for verbal submissions. That concludes this Planning Committee meeting of the Colac Otway Shire. I declare this meeting closed. Thank you.